netyarrows.com. The unofficial NetYarrows archive site, article tile colon, The Tools of Creation. Station Magazine, The Tools of Creation author, M. Gosha Date, 2021-01-19-325+0100 tags, media, articles, comments. Open Station Issue 1, 1997, The Future of Video Gaming, NetYarrows article. NetYarrows, The Tools of Creation. Ever suffered through a disappointing game, while knowing you could have designed it better than the developers did? Now, thanks to Sony, you've got your chance. For the first time ever, players are able to create their own games for a console system. But is NetYarrows for everyone? The short version. Here's the nutshell explanation of NetYarrows. It's an affordable game development system that anyone can use to design and program their own PlayStation games. In theory, homemade titles produced on the system can be sold to an established software publisher, who might then take the original creation, polish it up, and resell it to the masses. With the NetYarrows development kit, it's possible for an amateur to launch a career as a game developer. This is all true, but explanations are needed. Several of them. Chasing the Dream. Already available in Japan and Europe, Sony's new NetYarrows PlayStation system puts serious programming power right into your hands. The heart of this system is the Black Box, a special version of the standard PlayStation console. Yarrows programmers use the Black Box in conjunction with their own PC or Mac computer, a data compiler, and various development-oriented software programs. For a complete listing of what the NetYarrows package includes, see Comes With Everything You Seek Here. Because NetYarrows will sell for around $1,000, Sony isn't viewing the system, scheduled for March availability, as a commercial product, and therefore, it won't be sold in retail outlets. To get a system, interested gamers must first become members of the NetYarrows Club, then buy the hardware and software directly from Sony, either by phone or online purchase. Obviously, the vast majority of gamers could not afford to develop games, because of the enormous budgets required to create and program console games. Nevertheless, there's no reason why an average gamer, many of whom have been playing since gaming's earliest days, couldn't come up with a winning concept that deserves exploration as a video game. It's this untapped pool of talent that Sony is targeting with NetYarrows. Sony Computer Entertainment America, see, hopes to restore the era that people can affordably chase the dream of becoming a video game creator, said Don Thomas, of Sony's Research and Development Division. See wants to give them that opportunity. Membership has its privileges. The word Yarrows, pronounced Yarose, is a Japanese idiom meaning let's do it together, and that's the key to the system. In fact, it's more accurate to describe NetYarrows as a total development membership package. While the programming aspect may seem a bit daunting at first, there's plenty of help available on the internet. NetYarrows members will have access to online help via a worldwide website with dedicated support, file downloading, and message menus. Members also have access to the codes and demos other members have developed and are sharing on the online forums. Website access is limited to 1 year, but is renewable for a modest fee, according to C. Reality Check. NetYarrows is meant as a serious programming tool, and not some kind of deluxe edition PlayStation. If interested parties have any doubts about their familiarity with the C programming language, C urges that they not consider joining NetYarrows, at least not until they are sure they are capable of taking on serious development projects. Nor should prospective users figure they can learn how to chum code while building their first game. Sony makes it explicitly clear that the NetYarrows package contains no materials for teaching C programming. Furthermore, there's no trial basis purchase. Sony will back all manufactured products, including NetYarrows' physical components, but won't make refunds to users who realize post-purchase that designing a video game is no walk through the park, or those users who lose interest for other reasons. In other words, once you buy it, it's yours. Another caveat. Prospective programmers shouldn't assume they are going to be getting access to the same programming components that licensed PlayStation programmers use. Sony's commercial programming package is much more intensive and expensive, and includes on-site assistance and on-call technical help, services which are not part of the NetYarrows membership program. The NetYarrows system has some technical boundaries, too. The combination of game code, graphics, audio samples, and runtime libraries for any one game cannot exceed the PlayStation's 3.5 MB of RAM, because special drivers must be installed. Of course, when you consider that some of the PlayStation's hottest titles fit comfortably within that format, think Ridge Racer, it's clear that this is not a serious limitation. Because of the many legal and technical issues involved, games developed on the NetEarrows system cannot be played on other regular, i.e., Prey, PlayStation consoles. However, other NetEarrows system owners will be able to check out your handiwork on their systems via Sony's online NetEarrows forum, and amateur developers interested in pursuing their prospects in the marketplace can do just that, provided they adhere to all legal restraints, and follow the appropriate legal procedures of licensing and copywriting in cooperation with Sony's guidelines. Clearly, NetEarrows is not intended for the casual PlayStation gamer, but for skilled amateur developers, whose main obstacle to pursuing their ideas has been finding the financial resources to get started. Net profits. According to Don Thomas, Sony R&D, there were several reasons why Sony started the NetEarrows program, like fostering good public relations with a specialized segment of their gaming audience. The advantage to them is the freedom to develop great things on a great video game platform, Don Thomas says. The advantage to see is multifaceted, beginning with the goodwill it generates to make it possible for these people to be recognized in some way. To say nothing of the potentially great games that could find their way to the PlayStation. This, of course, is what's in it for Sony, in addition to the various cash profits to be realized from NetEarrows. Right on first refusal on the next surprise hit game that comes down the line. For gamers, NetEarrows offers an opportunity to develop for the PlayStation's enormous potential without meeting the constraints of a budget. Of course, if gamers want to use NetEarrows as a platform for starting careers in game development, it's important they consider the same factors that the pros face as they come up with new games. Popularity of the genre, concept freshness, and potential audience. The PlayStation has clearly upped the ante for graphics and sound. The result has been a trend toward engaging virtual world gameplay that offers a wealth of intricacies, speed, challenge, and surprise. Serious would-be developers would do well to keep these trends firmly in mind. Amateur programmers with stars and dollar signs in their eyes should remember something else, too. A significant percentage of commercially developed titles never make it to retail shelves, much less the bestseller list. So, while odds are very much against your game becoming the next Doom, hope springs eternal. And if being a game developer is really your dream, NetEarrows could help you make that dream come true. Remember, we said could, not will. Minimum computer requirements. It should go without saying, but you do need to use a computer in conjunction with your NetEarrows system. Keep in mind these are minimum requirements, and those seeking smoother performance should consider upgrading their systems above these specs. Minimum PC requirements include a 486DX 266MHz IBM compatible PC, with one or more serial ports, a 28.8 kbps modem, and an internet connection, a 2xCDROM 10MB of HANIDSK space, and 4MB of RAM, an SVGA monitor, a mouse. If you're running a Macintosh, you need CodeWarrior, the complete development environment produced by MetroWorks Software. Sony will be releasing more info about using the Macintosh in conjunction with NetEarrows. Check the next issue of Station for more details. Comes with everything you see here. Keep in mind that NetEarrows is a membership package, and one of its most important components is access specifically to the multi-layered NetEarrows network. Here are NetEarrows' physical components. The Black Box PlayStation console, an R3000C compiler and debugger, a comprehensive set of development tools, interface tools for PlayStation compatible memory cards, software and program library, CD manuals, and documentation, including a library reference. The NetEarrows system package does not include library elements to accommodate linking cables, either for connecting a PC to a PlayStation or hooking up two PlayStation systems for head-to-head gaming. C has suggested that NetEarrows members will probably address this issue with their own creative solutions. Sony Computer Entertainment America, C, hopes to restore the era that people can affordably chase the dream of becoming a video game creator. C wants to give them that opportunity. Don Thomas Research and Development Division, Sony Computer Entertainment America, hooking up with Sony. If you've got programming fever and want to learn more about NetEarrows, contact C at US and Canada : Yarrows Info C at interactive.com Europe and Australia : PS Yarrows at interactive.sony.com Japan : NY Info at C.co.jp. Sony prefers that inquiries be made via email. After all, If you don't have an internet connection, you won't be able to get much out of the NetYarrows program. Source NetYarrows article published in Station Issue 1, 1997. This article is available in PDF form. The full PDF is also available. It was scanned by retromags.com. Magic Castle, comments feedback. Hyper Magazine, prepare to meet your maker. Comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.